Middle Brother is a trio formed by members of other bands, John McCauley from Deer Tick, Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes, and Matthew Vazquez from Delta Spirit. The three friends have put together a collection of songs that rock critic Ken Tucker says reach across decades of rock, folk, and country music.
A Bloody Mary afternoon. Waste my time out in the sun. Hum myself some melodies. Maybe I could sing you one. Maybe I could.
There's a singer-songwriter intimacy in many of the songs on Middle Brother, as though John McCauley, Taylor Goldsmith, and Matthew Vazquez were sharing secrets and anecdotes and decided to set them to music and share them with us. All three men belong to bands that trade on folk, blues, and country traditions. Even their up-tempo songs are less rave-up rockers than hand-clapping foot-stompers.
Dehydrated from a double shot. Get my nourishment from punching the gut. Never really felt I had the best of luck. I got a big, big mouth that just won't shut up. Hop in the car, turn the radio on. Out from the speakers, a familiar song. Head down the road, start to hum along. I made it all the way home and left the TV on. But I'm gonna learn to fly an airplane. And it's gonna make my mama proud. I'm gonna get my dad to notice me. Even if I have to fight into the ground.
This being a group composed of thoughtful guys with guitars, there's a certain amount of bad behavior to be chronicled. Bouts of drunkenness, hangovers, one-night stands, and a general air of doomstruck melancholy. Sometimes it's maudlin, but more often, as on Matthew Vazquez's song Theater, it can describe dreams with a precision that matches the sharp snap of the drum beat.
I went to the theater, but nobody came.
That vocal sounded a little Neil Young-y, didn't it? We shouldn't be surprised. Middle Brother is less a band than a showcase for three separate sensibilities, each helping the other to achieve the sound he wants. The effect is strongly reminiscent of another group of disparate musicians coming together for what had been conceived at the time as a one-off project, Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1969. It's probably no coincidence that when the band first performed publicly, they billed themselves as MG&V, just as Crosby, Stills, and Nash used CSN as their abbreviation. Middle Brother connects to that tradition and, perhaps tellingly, locates its best lyrics not from one of their own compositions, but courtesy of Paul Westerberg in their fine cover of The Replacements' Portland.
Shared a cigarette for breakfast. Too late, turn back, here we go, Portland.
If I had to give the nod to one middle brother above the others, it would be John McCauley. The Deer Tick singer's voice always cuts through any piece of music with a reediness that's razor sharp. Listen to the way he borrows a few bars from the Elvis Presley hit Don't Be Cruel to become rockingly self-absorbed on Me, Me, Me.
You kept me out of trouble as much as you could stand. Well, I don't blame you if he lies in your bed or puts eyes in your head. If he interrupts a feeling that he cannot comprehend.
Although their press release says Middle Brother are young rock songwriters striving to carry on the tradition of Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Petty, it's pretty clear that so unassuming an album as this is never going to have the cultural or commercial impact of those men. Still, as a semi-supergrouping of cult indie faves, these guys have their hearts in the right place, even if their heads are in the clouds and their livers are in the bar.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the album Middle Brother from the group of the same name. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Fred Snyder. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
When it hits me that she's gone, I think I'll run for president. Get my face put on the $1 million bill. So when these rich men that she wants show her ways they can't take care of her, I'll have found.